Guess what? You're listening to Hobosode number 27 for June 11th, 2017. Today is Sunday morning. I only did two shows this week. I did one full-size show and one Hobosode. And my goal this week was to do four shows. You know, two Hobosodes, two regular shows. That was my goal the previous week also, and I failed then too. And you guys probably just think I'm lazy, and it's kind of true, I guess. But I don't know, real life shit keeps coming up, interfering with my show. It's really annoying. So exciting news, everyone. I've been going through all of my stuff, finally, that I got back from the FBI. I know I got my stuff back, you know, what was that, like last week or something? But I haven't really done anything with it. It's just been sitting here in a pile. But I finally, you know, I disassembled some of the computers, pulled the hard drives out, and I've been going through my old data, just looking through all my stuff, finding a bunch of stuff that I made for the show that I completely forgot about, and I'm going to start trying to integrate that into my current setup here pretty soon, maybe later today. But, you know, things like the old man story mode activated, I love that one. I don't know if you guys liked it, but I thought that was awesome. Sunshine made that. And then the old sound clips of, you know, from Lost, you know, the computer that they have to, what is it, like every 90 minutes or something? I can't even remember anymore. It's been so long since I've seen Lost. But it's this noise. Remember this? I think I set this up like right before I got raided and, you know, they took it. But this is like, we can hear this now because it's on my tablet, my old tablet. And it looks like I have three sound files here. I don't remember how they work, but this is just beeping and nothing else. And then we can move on to this sound effect, I think, when I'm typing. There we go. Yep, and then, but if I don't type it in, you know what happens. This stuff. This whole thing is hilarious. I've got to use these soon. And I don't think I ever use this in the show, but I just noticed this here. I have a green button on the soundboard, and it's labeled Sleestack Hiss. And probably only old people will know what that is. It's from an old Sid and Marty Krofft TV show called the Land of the Lost. And there was always these slee stacks and caves that were trying to kill the people. And I've got to put those into a prank call one of these days. Because a prank call with a slee stack in it, that's just, how could that be a bad prank call? It's got a slee stack in it. Looks like I also have my power tools back. You know, when I'm redoing the roof. Oh, this is awesome. I love that the soundboard is back. This is my old Nexus 7 tablet, which I pretty much only used as a soundboard and to play Simpsons on. But I have my own tablet now. I'm just going to keep Simpsons on that and use this only as a soundboard now. So that's exciting, for me at least. Maybe I'll get to use some of those sound effects on the calls that I plan to do in this episode. I think I'm going to call up people in a neighborhood, a bunch of old people, and tell them that I'm in a tunnel underneath their house. Because I don't remember which show it was, but I ended up saying I was a doomsday prepper and I had a tunnel underneath their house, didn't I? Or is this just an idea I had? I can't remember. But I was thinking it'd be funny if an entire neighborhood, like an entire homeowners association, like the neighbors were just getting together and digging tunnels underneath the ground to prepare for the nukes and stuff that are going to start falling on us any day now. I think I should call up people and try and recruit them into our little club thing. Let them hook up to our intricate network of tunnels all throughout the neighborhood.
Oh,
Gary?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Frank. I live over on Caraca Drive.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, like, we're digging tunnels right now. I'm kind of underneath your house in a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing doomsday prepper shelters, and wanted to know if you'd like to hook your basement up to our tunnel system.
I'm on Pelican.
Yeah. I used to live over there on Pelican. I live over on Carrara Drive.
Uh huh.
And we're digging tunnels. We're digging a large network of tunnels all through the neighborhood for the doomsday preppers.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we're working on a tunnel right beside your house right now. If you'd like, we can go ahead and make a side tunnel and connect to your basement so you can connect to the network. For doomsday prepping. You know, in case the bomb drops.
I don't think I'm interested.
Oh, you'll be interested when the bomb drops and you don't have anywhere to go. You think your basement's...
The bomb drops, we'll all be dead.
Oh, you'll be dead. Cause we won't be dead because we've got these tunnels. We've got doomsday shelters and stuff.
I don't think I'm interested.
You're not interested in living when the bomb drops?
No, I hope to go with it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, we're going to be like living it up down there in our tunnels. You're going to be.
I don't think I'm interested.
Okay, well, just remember, there's tunnels all over, going, you know, zigzagging through your yard, and you can't even connect
okay.
to them now.
That'd be fine.
When the bombs drop, don't be trying to dig down into the tunnels and find them, because
you're
no longer
don't
welcome. Hey,
okay.
Hey, tell Norma to shut up. I can hear
okay,
her in the
I will.
I hear her in the background. Tell her to shut up real quick.
Okay.
I'll hold. I'll hold while you tell her to shut up.
Shut up, Norma.
Thank you. Thank you. That was great. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Someone needed to tell her for once in her life.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice day. I got to get back to digging.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Gary. Everyone thinks this doomsday stuff is a big joke or something. Gary's not taking me seriously. So this list I'm calling today, this is the same list I've been calling since November, and I only have 2 pages of it left. This is the list that Eric sent me. Oh wait, no, I'm wrong. I have 4 pages of it left. And every time I start calling numbers from this list again, I realize, you know, they've all been warned. They all know about me. And it's been a couple of months now, I think, since I've called numbers from this list. You'd think they'd no longer be on alert. I don't know why I haven't thrown away this list. Like, I've called every single person in this neighborhood almost. I feel like I should finish. I should just complete the list, do all the pages. So that's why I'm calling numbers from this directory. It's mostly old people in this neighborhood. I think at this point it's like a rite of passage whenever I call someone. They, like, brag to all
hello.
The neighbors. Oh, hello, Sandy?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Roy.
Yeah, over on Pelican.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, I'm digging a tunnel. I dug a tunnel underground all the way from my house to your house. I'm like underneath your backyard right now in my tunnel.
What?
I dug a tunnel from my house. Like, we're doing a network of tunnels throughout the neighborhood, and it's for it's doomsday preppers, you know, in case the bombs drop.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And I wanted to find out, would you like to be hooked up to our tunnel network? Because I'm under your backyard right now. I can go ahead and turn left, and we can put a hatch in your floor.
No,
or,
I
or
don't.
In your basement?
I don't think so.
What, you don't want to
I
be,
don't think so.
But you'd have access to a whole network of tunnels. It would basically increase your square footage of your home.
No, I don't want to do that.
But look, until the bombs fall, we're just going to hang out down here and play pool and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay, I'll let you do that. I don't think I'll do it.
Okay, but you know, when the nukes fall, you're going to die if you're not down here in these tunnels being protected.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want that to happen. Why don't you just join up with our network?
No, I don't want to do that. Thank you anyway.
Okay, look, what if I go ahead and I go ahead and turn left and dig underneath your house, and I'll dig up to the kitchen floor, and if you ever want to climb into the tunnels, you just break through the floor. You know, you just take a hammer and, you know.
No, please don't do that. Please don't
okay,
do that.
No, I won't. If you don't want me to, I won't. I'm just offering, you know, just in case of apocalyptic emergency.
I don't want to do that. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd offer, since, you know, we're neighbors and good friends and stuff. So, what are you guys doing tonight, today?
I don't know. I'm still at church right now. I'm just on my way home.
Okay, all right. And you're sure you don't want me to dig to underneath your house? It won't cave in, I promise.
I'm very, very sure I do not do that.
Okay, all right. Because, I mean, I know how to dig a tunnel. I'm not going to cave in your house or anything crazy like that.
I understand that.
It'd be a totally safe tunnel.
I don't want one. Thank you.
Okay, all right. You're cutting out. Your cell phone connection's dying. Hopefully it's not like, a sign of incoming nukes or bombs or anything.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I got to get back to my tunnel digging, okay? I can't talk all day.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you want to sit here and talk all day, but I can't. I got stuff to do.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want to...
Wait, just to be clear, you don't want to talk all day, or you don't want to have a tunnel, a hatch?
I don't want to...
Okay, all right.
I don't want to talk all day.
Okay, all right. All right, I got it. Okay, I'll let you go then.
Thank you.
Have a nice day, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I think Sandy, I think he kind of believed me. He didn't want any part of it.
Do you want to do the dishes?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to go to church?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to buy insurance?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to make the bed?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to get married?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to eat sushi?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to go to Illinois?
No, I don't want to do that.
Wanna do a shot with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's just try, I don't know, a couple more, see what some other people say. Then we'll end this travesty. Hey, you know, this is the directory, by the way, that has the, you know, it tells when they moved into the place. Like, these people I'm calling now. Well, I'm hanging up because they're not picking up. But they moved in August of 2013. And these next people, they moved in 2007. Maybe I should tell them that I dug the tunnel back then, and all they have to do is break through their basement wall and install a door or install a hatch or whatever. I don't know if these people have basements or not.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
And I'm digging a tunnel right now. I've dug it from my house, and I've dug it all the way to your house underground, and I'm underneath your backyard right now.
Oh, very good.
And I was wondering if you'd like me to connect the tunnel to your house, you know, for, like, doomsday prepping.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and head toward under your house, and I'll start digging up. Which room would you like it to come through?
Let it come through the kitchen, so we get there easy, you know.
Okay, yeah, we can install a hatch under the linoleum.
Yes, that's good. That's
okay, perfect, great. I should be, I'm going to start heading that direction now, and I'll probably be breaking through the kitchen floor in about 2 hours.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right, be waiting. Make sure you're not standing there.
Okay.
You don't want to fall in.
All right.
All right, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's a guy with some good common sense. When someone asks if you want to join their tunnel network, you say yes. I mean, come on. You want to die when the nukes fall?
Hello?
Hello, Nancy?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Oh, yes? Hi.
Hi. I've dug this tunnel underneath the ground all the way from my house to your backyard.
You got and what?
I've dug a tunnel underneath the ground, you know? It's like a doomsday prepping shelter, like a... You know, like in the video game Fallout, you've probably played that.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't played it. No.
Yep. Well, I'm currently underneath your backyard, and I wanted to find out if you'd like me to go ahead and extend the tunnel to underneath your house so you can enter. Oh. In.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay.
He's our neighbor on Pelican.
A neighbor on Pelican.
Yeah.
On Pelican.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Hello, John.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live over on Pelican.
Uh-huh.
And I'm underneath your backyard right now. I've dug a tunnel from my house to your backyard.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if you... Would you like me to go ahead and extend the tunnel into your, you know, underneath your house so you can...
No. Hell, I'm afraid the house would fall down.
Oh, no. It'll be a small tunnel. You know, you just... it'll just be like a hatch in your kitchen or whatever.
A hatch.
Yeah. So if there's an emergency, it'll be like a panic room, or, you know, if the atomic bombs drop when the Russians attack.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm 79 years old, and I don't worry about them attacking, because I don't figure I got too much more time to live.
Oh, no. So, with that kind of attitude, you don't.
How about not digging no more tunnels back here, okay?
Okay. Hey, you don't have a swimming pool, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Because like we were digging this tunnel through your yard, and we hit something hard, and we had to kind of go around it. We thought it might be a swimming pool. Maybe it's a septic tank or something.
No, there should be no septic tank back there.
Okay, yeah, we had to kind of zigzag all over your backyard. So if you see any grass kind of falling down a little bit, that's sorry about that.
Hey, okay.
But you don't want us to like bring the tunnel over by your house? It's only
No, not a problem at all. Okay.
We'll just put like a hatch in your hallway or kitchen or something.
Hey, forget about it. No, thank you.
But like if the paratroopers come in and start taking prisoners, where are you going to go?
Where am I going to go? I'm not going to worry about it because I'm going to be shooting at them.
Yeah, but I don't know. You want to spend the rest of your life in a prison? They'll outnumber you.
That'd be all right.
You want to be a prisoner of war for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Whatever.
Have a nice day.
Everyone else in the neighborhood, they're in on this. You're going to be the only one.
Okay. Well, I'm a weirdo anyway. So you have a nice day.
Okay. Listen, if you get captured, you better not tell them about our secret tunnels.
I won't.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Have a nice day, John. Give Nancy kisses. Yeah, like I said, you guys, I think this neighborhood, they all know me. They know what's going on. I don't know why I think anyone's going to buy this. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to give up on this one and call it a hobosode. It's all Tony's fault that none of this worked out. Thanks a lot, Tony. Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while on a hobosode? We haven't listened to a voicemail. And I know you guys love the voicemails, so let's play a voicemail from Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad. The producer.
Hey, Brad.
Sorry, I'm not in the office this week. Had to take vacation.
Okay, Brad.
Just wanted to leave a production note listening to some of the shows while I'm on vacation because I'm so dedicated.
Wouldn't it be weird if like his voicemail was like, I'm tired of the fake tunnel calls, the doomsday shelter prepper thing. Please stop doing those.
Doing my job when I'm not supposed to be doing my job.
Yep.
Bob Dabalina. Great name. I like it. It's just real enough that
It doesn't
sound fake like Steve Dave.
Oh, come on.
But it's just...
People just think I'm saying Steve Dave's, and that's okay, because we all know it's Steve Dave.
Enough that every time you say Bob Dabalina, it sounds like you're channeling Little Richard and you're about to bust into Tutti Frutti. Okay, bye.
What the hell does that mean? Little Richard? How's that start? I don't remember. Now I have to look it up on YouTube. Tutti Frutti. Wow, that's spelled weird. Okay, here it goes. Tell me, you guys, if you hear the Bob Dabalina in this song. I don't know. I'm not sure what Brad the producer is getting at, but apparently that's what I sound like when I say Bob Dabalina. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Brad the producer. That's weird. I'm never going to be able to unhear that now. Okay, well, that's the end of Hobosode 27. Thank you once again, Tony S., for supporting the show and sponsoring this episode. I'm going to try not to be a slacker this coming week. Wish me luck on not being a slacker.
Do you want to get the flu?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to talk to Ziggy?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to fall down?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to watch soccer?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to go to prison? Swallow poison?
No, I don't want to do that.
But sir, but sir, but sir.